The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.
You may be aware that today is exactly to the day 25 years since the shooting at the Columbine High School. It was an event that shook the United States, that shocked the world. But what lessons have been learned since then? And how have those who experienced the horrific event made peace with what happened? I'm joined by a man by the name of Craig Scott. Craig is the host of the Pain Into Purpose podcast, but he's also a survivor of the Columbine shooting. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry to ask it, Craig, but can you tell us what you remember of that day?
Yes, I was on my way to school with my sister, Rachel. We got into a little argument about being late. The last moments that I had with her were calling her a name and slamming a car door shut, even though she took the time to drop me off at the front of the school and then go park the car. I didn't know that'd be the last time I'd spend with her. I went into school, into my classes to study, and then during my lunch time, I went to the library to study for a test and heard poppy noises coming from outside. It was near the end of the school year, so I thought some older students had brought some firecrackers to school and were pulling a prank. And the poppy noises were getting louder and louder, and the teacher ran into the room. She was very frantic. She started yelling at all of us to hide and get underneath tables. And so I got underneath the table with two of my friends, Matt and Isaiah. And my two friends and I were just very not knowing what was going on. But then as we realized this was serious, my two friends began to be very, very scared, very frantic. And I felt like I heard just an inner voice tell me to be still. And so I became very quiet and very still and just didn't want to draw any attention to myself. And the poppy noises became booms and explosions as the shooters came into the school. They were throwing handmade pipe bombs into the hallway, and they shot a teacher who was a real hero that day before coming into the library, which became the most intense scene. In just under 7.5 minutes, they would kill 10 students and wound over a dozen. And they went around the room and they just treated it like it was a game, a movie. They had really disconnected themselves from other people and chose a lot of very negative influences in their life, and just a path of hate and a path of lies. And so they came around and they began to mock or make fun of or taunt students. They would duck underneath the table and say peekaboo and shoot a girl. At one point they said, get anyone with a white hat on. They're just talking back to each other. A lot of jocks at my school, a lot of athletes wore white baseball caps, and I was on the wrestling team. So I took off my white baseball cap and I put it under my shirt and I just pretended to be dead. I played dead. I didn't want to draw any attention to myself. And they came over to where I was sitting. They saw my friend Isaiah. He was one of the very few black students at my school, and they began to make fun of him for his skin color and racial slurs, and they drug him out from underneath the table, and they shot and killed him, and then they shot and killed my friend Matt, and they left me underneath that table, and I was just in complete shock, and they left the library. I didn't know that they left, but I felt I was praying. That's the only thing I needed to do, was to pray. And I asked God to take away my fear because it was too much for me to handle. And in that moment, I felt relieved from my fear, and I felt like I heard God speak to me and tell me, get out of there. I was the first student to stand up, looked around the room. I saw the shooters were gone. I yelled at everyone, let's get out of here. I helped pick up a girl who had been shot. A group of us ran out of an emergency exit, and there was a police car outside. And we all ran behind that police car. And as soon as we got to that police car, the shooters shortly after returned to the library, and they began to exchange gunfire with the police. And I realized that we got out of there just in time.
You then, when you emerged out, discovered that your sister had been killed. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So it wasn't until the next morning that it was confirmed. But my sister, she was the first one that was killed, just actually right outside the school library doors. She was eating lunch with a friend. And the shooters knew her. They knew that she was a person of faith. She was in a play a few weeks earlier, and one of the shooters spotlighted her during the play. And so in the last moments of her life, they were mocking her for her faith. And so she She left behind, though, 7 journals that we took a lot of her writings and stories of things that she had done, we heard at her funeral and afterwards just of the kind things that she had done for others and started this chain reaction of kindness. And we took some of the wise things that she wrote in her journals that just kind of were beyond her years, and we put together a program for schools, which became the largest school assembly program in United States. And even traveled out to Scotland to do some schools, and international, Canada and Mexico, and a few schools in Germany, and sharing her story, I share my story of kind of being in this very broken, angry place for years, and then kind of the steps that it took for me to become whole again.
Well, can you explain, that's the one bit, and I know obviously there's a lot of detail to it, but the one thing that I think a lot of people would struggle to understand is how you can become whole again. How you can see people that you loved, people who were your friends, murdered, tortured, maimed, lives irrevocably altered for nothing other than the personal self-aggrandizement of two people right. who thought it'd be entertaining. How do you get past that? How do you not let that define your life by the anger and resentment forever?
Well, the first thing is that you really do have to have a moment of choice where you choose to let go. You have to have a moment of choice. It's okay for a time of emotion where you allow yourself, if something horrible happens in your life, you need to allow yourself to feel whatever. But there comes a point where you have to make a decision that you are not going to be held, the anger and possibly hate or whatever or overwhelming sadness is not going to define the rest of your life. And there's people that never get over things that happen to them 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And so there is and it's not that they want to become a prisoner, but they have to make a choice. Is it better to hold on to my right to be angry, or do I want to let go of that right so I can live in more freedom? And because what happens if you hold on to your right to be angry about things years and years and years after, it actually makes you a prisoner. And so it's a letting go. So I let go of my anger and hate towards the shooters. I've now met students that have I've met thousands and thousands of students who have picked up my sister's challenge to start a chain reaction of kindness and compassion. But every once in a while, I've met students who have idolized the shooters from Columbine and other school shootings and had a lot of hate in their heart, a lot of pain in their heart. And because I chose to let go of my hatred towards the shooters, I've been able to reach out to those kids and have an impact. And my family's program has stopped school shootings. It stopped thousands of suicides. And that's really the thing I'm more focused on in schools. I'm not really trying to stop bad things from happening. I'm trying to speak to the good character and the good that's in all of us, because we all have good and bad in our hearts, and speak to the good in kids and share with them a story of an ennobling character that challenges them with both. I share my sister's story about being compassionate, stepping out of your way for people. Then I share things that helped me to become resilient. You know, we all need both compassion and resilience, because, you know, life is not kind to us, but we still need to make a decision that we're going to be kind to others.
Craig, thank you very much for coming on this morning. That is Craig Scott. He's host of Pain Into Purpose, the podcast, but he's also, of course, a survivor of the Columbine shooter.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.